शोरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्पिषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्नय माम चरणं। First of all, my koti-koti dandavat in the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Paramaradha, Om Vishnu Pada Sukta Srismad Bhakti Pragyan Kishavashva. And same in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru, Astota Srismad Bhakti, Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. Today is fourth day.
Third day.
Anyhow, by the mercy of Guru Gauranga, very peacefully, we have passed so many days. Even so many devotees, more than ever, are assembled here. Up till now, no complaint. So, yesterday in class, we discussed about Uttam Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, and Kanishta Adhikari. Uttam Adhikari, she is everywhere. What he is worshipping, in what mood, same to Supreme Lord. He got pranam to all, thinking my Supreme Lord is everywhere. Even to blade of grasses and trees and creepers and everywhere. Very humble. And those who are Madhyam Adhikari, Prem Maitri Kripa Upeksha, they have love and affection to Krishna. And Tadidyan Adhineshu, Maitri with pure devotees, like friends, like junior friends, like senior friends, like some category, three kinds. And then to Balish Kripa, those who are ignorant, but not so much or
envious, offensive.
Not arrogant, but ignorant, or nastic.
Not atheist.
Not mayavadi. They do upeksha, neglect them.
How do they neglect?
So these are.
You mean Kripa?
Madhyam Adhikari.
Those who are not envious or those who are envious?
What?
Who is envious, how to neglect mayavadi and envious? She's saying that the Mahabhagwat, the Uttam Adhikari, he will do upeksha to those who are envious. Envious, Mayavadi.
Mayavadi.
Yes.
Madhyamadikari.
And oh, Krishna is always testing rasas. No? So he has nothing to do with our Baddha Jeev. Always Golok and Vrindavan. Always singing, dancing, playing on floats, in a rush always. So he does not know who is suffering nor suffering. Uttamadhikari too, like Sukadeva Goswami, he is naked, quiet, going towards whole world, always sinking in the ocean of thinking the sweet pastimes of Krishna. He has no idea that they are suffering or not. Only Madhyam Adhikari can do. If Uttam Adhikari, he will have to come in Madhyam Adhikari and then he will do. So Prem Maitri Kripa Peksha for Madhyam Adhikari, and he comes among us, that Madhyam Adhikari. No? And he thinks they are suffering by Maya. So, only by the mercy of Madhyam Adhikari, we can go towards Krishna Bhakti. And Kanishtha Adhikari, only Archan of Krishna, no? He does not respect Tat Bhaktisu. His devotees or other never he. And then he has asked Maharaj Nemi that how we can know he is Uttam Adhikari, Mahabhagavat. And he is doing. Grihitvapi indriyai arthan. Those who taking by his senses everything in this world. But if anything, happiness comes, oh, nothing to please. And if so much suffering coming, oh, not disturbed by that. What kind of suffering may come? What happiness it may come? But he is not disturbed, not too much happy. Oh, if he is so, then he is Uttam Bhagavat. Dehendriya Pran Mano Dhyangyo. We know that Janma Mrityu, death and birth, bhook, pyaas,
hunger and thirst,
sram, kashta, labor, sram and kashta,
pain,
that now I am very tired,
tiredness,
like this, bhaya,
fear
from others, he can take my money, he can take my wife. Oh, old age is coming, I will die. So always bhaya. But he is not attached by anything. Nothing. He can be thirsty or without food so many days, no harm. Like Sukadeva Goswami. He never wants, never begs anything. By the wish of Krishna, anything is coming, he will take, otherwise nothing. Only air can take, water can take, and he will be satisfied. Oh. So, these are Mahabhagavata's six symptoms. Nakam karma vijanang jasa chetasi sambhava. In their mind, in their heart, nothing comes, the desire of sense gratification never comes. No bees at all.
No seed coming.
Never any worldly desire comes in his heart. And always situating in Brahma, that is in Vasudeva, Krishna. Oh, he is Mahabhagavat. Those who have no attachment to this body, that I am this is my body, I am body. And for others, relatives, their father, mother, bandhu, bandhav, and others. He has no false ego. Oh, he is certainly Mahabhagavat. If whole world's wealth comes to him and goes, he has nothing to do. He will not be affected at all. We will be affected if some money will come and go. And always situated in Krishna Chintan.
Remembrance
of sweet pastimes of power Krishna. Vishrijat hridayam na jasya sakshat hari avaso abhito ap aghau ghanasa. The name of Krishna, if anyone being bibas,
helpless.
Bibas means that Ajamil, when Jamdut came and not knowing, and he told Narayan, Narayan, for his son. So if anyone here or chant this name, so his so many kinds of rashi, his pap rashi, only one name of Krishna can destroy all these things. Thus Krishna, those who have binded in their love and controlled Krishna, they are really Bhagavat Pradhana. These are symptoms. Then Nemi asked, oh, I want to know what is Maya. And to remove Maya is very, very difficult. How we can conquer that Maya? And then he told Maharaj Naujogendra, one of the Antariksha, he told, you should know that creation is done by Maya. What we see by these eyes, what we feel by our senses, everything is Maya. Especially, once Kamdev, Cupid, wanted to defeat Narada Rishi, but he could not. And then come there, holding hands, prayed, and returned back. So something came in his heart, ego. But Krishna cannot tolerate, he will do operate. He will take out. So, he went to Brahma, his father, told, oh, you have told me, don't tell to Narayan.
Shankar.
And then his guru, went to Shankar. Oh, hearing this, Shankar also advised him, don't tell to Narayan. But he went to Vaikuntha and he told, oh, by your mercy, I have conquered Kamdev. It is very difficult for Brahma or others.
Brahma and Shiva, what I...
Krishna told that, oh, you are greatest bhakt. And then he wanted to operate. So in the meantime, when Narad left the Vaikuntha and came to world, this world, he saw a beautiful lady. Very, very beautiful. He has never seen a beautiful lady before. And his father has made Swayambar. What Swayambar?
Bride will choose her own bridegroom.
She will take garland and he will see who is beautiful, are fit for me, and then see. This is called Swayambar. He saw that. Oh, the lady is very, very beautiful. I have never seen. She is like Lakshmi. And then he went to his father and told, oh, I want to marry your daughter. Oh, I want to
read
upon the lines of hands, astrology. And he saw, really she is Lakshmi-like. And then he was so much attracted.
Husband never died, unconditionally.
And then his father told that you can come in Swayambar, and if she will give garland, you know,
neck.
Oh, I will do magic. Now Narada saw that I am like old. I am not so much
beautiful, attractive.
So he went to Narayan again and told, I have never begged you anything. Please be merciful. For one day, you should give your beautiful face form to me. And then Narayan told, Kalyanam bhavatu. Only.
Which will be welfare for you, I will do.
For your
benefit, welfare.
Welfare, I will do everything. What can I not do for you? He thought that he has given. And he at once came to Swayambar. And where that lady was going to give mala, but not giving anyone. She was searching a very good, qualified person. Not used to go to his
front.
That he is not looking. Otherwise, how he will not be attached? So here and there, he everywhere. But she never did. Gave God garland. In the meantime, Vishnu himself, Narayan, came in Garud, and that lady gave garland to that Narayan, and Narayan at once. He became very angry. There were two the associates of Shankar. They were laughing and joking. Oh, how beautiful you are. How beautiful you are. Please see your face in water, in glass. But he never thought, and he was moving here and there. But when Narayan took Lakshmi with him, then he became angry. And he went to Narayan. I never begged you. Whole life I have done your worship. And now you have neglected me. So, as I was weeping for wife.
No one is controller you.
No one can, but I will control you. And then he saw his face in water, oh monkey Hanuman, black. Then he became more angry. Oh, as I am weeping and searching for my wife, you should also be very worried for your wife and me. And then he told Abhishap to Shankar associates that you will be demon. So they become Raman Kumbhakaran.
Oh,
and what face you have given, that face will help you. So this Ram, oh, this is Maya. This is Maya. Even Narada liberated, but that Maya made dance to Narada. Also, you know, Mohini. Shankar told to Krishna, I want to see your Mohini roop, Mohini form. Again and again he requested, and then Krishna become Mohini roop, half naked, taking flowers, jumping like dancing. And what became Shankar? He saw Mohini and he ran after Mohini. He became naked. His Mrigachhala lost. His Damaru also. And Trishul also. And he began to run after. Parvati told him, what are you doing? Good boy. But he, after that, by the request of Parvati, Krishna again became in Narayan fair. Oh, this is Maya. In this world, we are not this body. Not body. But we think that we are body. Really, they are relatives. Son, daughter, father, mother, bandhu, bandhu. Not related to him. They are eternal servant of Krishna. But he thinks that they are mine. And for this he becomes so much worried. Oh, this is Maya. You know, at the time of Pralaya. Pralaya.
Destruction.
Whole earth becomes water. And water becomes fire. Fire becomes air. Air becomes ether. And ether goes in Brahma. And Brahma also, he goes in the Karnabdha Sai Vishnu. Thus, whole world is finished. Oh, this is Maya. So Maya is very difficult to conquer. You should try to always remember and
meditate
Krishna, sweet pastimes, then Maya will be very far away. Only remedy is this. If Brahma, Narada, Shankar,
Vishwamitra, so what did he see?
They can be attached by this Maya. What to tell us? Be always.
Don't waste time.
Human body, human form, in this form only we can have love and affection for Krishna. We can have sadhu sangha. Otherwise not.
Kirtan.
No. Karo. Krishna Das. Thank you. Jahir.
Aar
kuchu kar. Aar kuchu kar.
শুনিয়াছি সাধু
বলেছিলেন মানে পশু লীলা সম্বন্ধে যে ধন কৃষ্ণ আছেন রাধিকা মিলার জন্য হরি শ্রীহরি হরি মানে সিংহ শ্রীহরি মানে বন্দর নারদ যে হে শ্রীহরি আপনার মুখ আমাকে একদিন জিনা দিন তাহলে আচ্ছা তাই দিন শ্রীহরি মানে বন্দর বন্দর রূপ দিয়েছিলেন
Hearing all these things, Devi Maharaj asked, indeed, to conquer Maya is very, very difficult. But my question is, those who have Atma Buddhi, that I am this body, and they have relation, they are attached to worldly Bandhu Bandho. How they can across this Maya? Please tell me. And then Prabuddha began to tell Karmanyaramana. No? Why not bringing book?
We only have one book. There's only one copy of 11 cantos.
Only one.
Yeah. Oh, you
can't bring it. Karmani. Yes, yes, I'm telling to you to explain. Don't be in confusion. Here from here.
Mr. Gurudev, after you do translation, 11th canto, we will all have a copy.
What?
After you translate the 11th canto, then we will all have a copy. From a real sadhu.
Your Gurudev Bhaktivedanta Swami has not
done. Never got to 11th canto.
We have translation, but purport not by him.
I will try. If Krishna.
So this is text 18. Sri Prabhuda Uvacha Karmani Arabamanam Dukha Hatye Sukhaya Cha Pashyet Paka Viparyasam Mitunui Charinam Ninam. So the translation, Sri Prabhuda said, accepting the roles of male and female in human society, the conditioned souls unite in sexual relationships. Thus, they constantly make material endeavors to eliminate their unhappiness and unlimitedly increase their pleasure. But one should see that they inevitably achieve exactly the opposite result. In other words, their happiness inevitably vanishes, and as they grow older, their material discomfort increases.
What is the purpose? Without book.
You have a PhD now on this. This is very clear. When we are enamored by the opposite sex and the illusion of enjoyment increases, then we create so many desires. It's as if the woman and the man, they both have a dream to enjoy. And then they come together and they try through many, many years to create that dream, that conception of pleasure. But it is only a dream. It's not a reality. And when the two, the male or the female, understands that this is not working out to my pleasure, then there's friction very often in Western the world anyway.
Everywhere.
But in Indian society it's a little different because they understand duty in this respect. And this is very important actually. In Indian society, the divorce rate is about 2 or 3%. In the Western world it's about 80 or more. But they understand the aspect of duty. So even though if devotees take to this ashram and they perform their duty, as Srila Gurudev is always encouraging, then this ashram can be successful as Vaishnavas. But if we're griha medhi, if we're trying to exploit each other for our own pleasure, then no success can be achieved. All failure will actually come, ultimately. And as I'm sure many of us realize...
And I realize it.
Thank you.
Jack.
Oh. Radhakant. Stand up.
Give the purport.
Very difficult. This is not a story.
So those who have experience in Grihastha Ashram can speak, especially.
What?
One marriage, two marriage, three marriage. But
this is very serious matter.
The material energy is very difficult to overcome, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. It's practically impossible. Only one who has surrendered to me can easily cross beyond it. So by the mercy of Guru, Vaishnavas, and Lord Krishna, the householder may get some strength to actually follow some principles, do bhajan, and gradually progress in their ashram to renunciation. But more often than not, what we see is that because of the contact with the opposite sex, opulence, money, especially if children are there, that there's so many plans for enjoyment, and this kind of phantasmagoria or dream can continue one's whole life, because after children are grown, then one becomes grandpa, grandma, and also grandchildren are there, and they can continue to relive the fantasy of enjoyment in household life. So those who are fortunate enough to get the association of Srila Gurudev and other Vaishnavas who come to realize something of the dangers of material life and household life, especially Grihamedi Andakupam, engaging in illicit sex or too much sense gratification, keeping too much money, and hoarding things in this world for one's own desire, but will begin to gradually give up the results of one's labor and fruit and serve Hari Guru Vaishnavas by giving some money, by doing some seva, by coming into the association of Vaishnavas, hearing Hari Katha, by doing Guru Seva. And this way, gradually, through household ashram, one will become purified, and the disease in the heart of lust, and lust taking all forms, not just sexual gratification, but lust for position, fame, money, any opulence in this world will gradually diminish, and one will become more and more attached to hearing and chanting and devotional activities. Then one will enter Vanaprastha ashram, Sannyas ashram, and become completely attached to the Lord and go back home, back to Godhead.
Thank you. Shyamarani. Shyamarani. Explain same slow.
Microphone, please.
I'll just read the translation again. Accepting the roles of male and female in human society, the conditioned souls unite in sexual relationships. Thus, they constantly make material endeavors to eliminate their unhappiness and unlimitedly increase their pleasure. But one should see that they inevitably achieve exactly the opposite result. In other words, their happiness inevitably vanishes, and as they grow older, their material comfort increases. Discomfort increases. Om Ajnanam Timirandasya Jnananjana Sadakaya Chaksurana Vitanyana Tasmayasi Gurudeva Namaha. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna makes two analogies that possibly explain this idea. He says in the third chapter, when Arjuna asked him, "What is it, O Lord, that makes people act even without their own volition? They're forced to act against their will in this world." And Krishna replied, "It is lust alone, Arjuna, which is just like fire, which burns just like fire, which is the all-devouring, sinful enemy of the world. Just as fire rages and screams out for fuel, and one may think, if I provide fuel, I'll satisfy the fire and it will diminish. But the more we try to satisfy the fire, the more the fire rages. So the more one tries to satisfy lusty desires, the more those desires increase." Our Srila Prabhupada quoted one Vaishnava poet who lamented, "I tried so hard to satisfy these senses, but they're never satisfied." Then someone may say to them, "Well, if they're not satisfied with your service, why don't you give up their service then?" So that Vaishnava poet said, "The problem is that although they're never satisfied with my service, they're not kind enough to relieve me from that service. This is chaos." Another analogy given by Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita is in the 15th chapter, where he compares this material world to a river, an upside-down banyan tree, where everything is upside-down, being reflected in the river. The roots are up and the branches are down. Also, this tree reflected in the muddy river doesn't even look exactly like it looks in the reality. It's reflected in muddy river, so the fruits, the flowers, the leaves are all not very beautiful, they're distorted, and it's just muddy water. If anyone tries to pick a flower or fruit or leaf from that muddy water, he'll become frustrated. And If he tries to enjoy some food that's reflected in a mirror, and he goes to that mirror and goes to that food, he'll simply hit the glass. And the more he tries harder and harder, finally he breaks the glass and there's havoc and bloodshed. So the more we try to satisfy the senses, the more they create yearning and frustration and defeat. In the spiritual world, Krishna has a desire to understand the love of Srimati Radhika. He wants to understand his pastimes from her side, and so he becomes her in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is, he accepts her mood. Pervertedly reflected in this world, in all loving relationships, we try to understand the mood of the beloved. What is he thinking? What is she thinking? Did that smile mean she likes me or that she has another lover? So the more we try to enter into that love, the more we try to put our mind in the sense gratification, the more and more we become bewildered. Krishna says also in the Bhagavad Gita that the mind engaged in desiring Krishna is satisfied, and that mind desiring sense gratification can never be satisfied. It's not that the non-fulfillment of the desire causes misery. It's the material desire and the turning away from Krishna that's miserable. Now my hand is facing the light and it's in the light. If it turns a little bit away from the light, it's in the darkness. And we know that in the darkness of night, there's so many scary objects that we imagine. So turning away from Krishna, Maya Haya Andhakar, and turning to the darkness of Maya in so-called loving affairs, then we simply are in fear and lamentation and illusion. Srila Prabhupada gives the example that if you try to see someone else in the darkness, even if they're standing right next to you, you can't see them. But when the sun comes up in the day, then you can see each other very easily and have a relationship with each other. Similarly, trying to relate to each other on the basis of the body is like seeing in the darkness. It's not seeing. But seeing through the medium of seeing Krishna in the other person's heart and Guru in the other person's heart and relating to them in that way, then we can actually see each other. In the once in a blue moon experience that I had in a van with Srila Gurudev from Badger to Oakland about 8 years ago, Gurudev was saying that only when we love Krishna can we actually have any affection for anyone in this material world. All affection in this material world is illusion. So I said, well, what about the affection of God brothers and God sisters? So he said, will one Atma marry another Atma? So then Nandagopal Prabhu was driving. So I said, well, what about Pundarik Prabhu, who was in the car, and Nandagopal? They're two God brothers. What about that affection? So Gurudev said, do you know who Nandagopal really is? Do you know him? No. Until we know who he really is, we cannot have real affection. So if we throw our rock, we're throwing rocks in the pool. If we all throw our rocks in the same spot, then the circles go round and round, bigger and bigger, till the edge of the pool or pond. But if we throw our rocks in different parts, then those circles overlap each other, and there's conflict of the circles. Similarly, if we all put our love in Krishna, then our love expands to everyone. And when we all put our love in ourselves and our objects of sense gratification, then there's always conflict of interest and quarrel and fear and lamentation.
So, karmani arohamananam. To be happy and to avoid all kinds of suffering, we have engaged our whole senses in that thing. Especially to remove suffering. And for this, whole world sitting at a place, Sanjukta Rashtra.
UN, United Nations Organization.
United Nations. Yeah. They discuss, but what they are doing? They cannot do. more sufferings are coming. Old age will come. You will have to give up this body. So many problems. So this is not method. Also, we are always engaged in making money. That money will help us. But really not. Nityarthideena vittena.
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Kuruvena. So the next text, Nityartideena Vittena Durlabhenatma Mrityuna Griha Patyapta Pashubhi Kapriti Sadhitaish Chalai. It's speaking about wealth. Wealth is a perpetual source of distress. It is most difficult to acquire, and it is virtual death for the soul. What satisfaction does one gain, actually, from his wealth? Similarly, how can one gain ultimate or permanent happiness from one's so-called home, children, relatives, and domestic animals, which are all maintained by one's hard-earned money? So here, Srila Gurudev has mentioned that wealth also, just like we have so many false hopes to enjoy in this world by connecting with another jiva and trying to establish happy family life, this is our hope, this is our dream. Similarly, we also approach wealth in the same way. We think that if I acquire so much money, so much wealth, then my happiness is going to increase. Why? Because we think that by this money, oh, we can get the honey. This is what Srila Prabhupada actually told in his purport. Money, money, sweeter than honey.
Brighter than sunshine.
Brighter than sunshine. So this is the hope and dream of the conditioned soul, because he identifies that this money is the root cause of the happiness. Because by acquiring this money, this wealth, well then I can acquire all the necessary paraphernalia, all the necessary sense objects in this world. I can buy a nice big house. I can get a very beautiful car. I can have a big bank balance that I can draw from for all the problems and all the responsibilities, raising the children, sending them through school, and all of this. So there is this expectation that by acquiring so much wealth, then I'm going to be happy. But actually, as it is stated here in this verse, what happens is the opposite. Because the wealth itself is temporary. The wealth also is external to the soul. As Srimati Shamarani Didi described so graphically, that the soul cannot actually enjoy the objects of this material world. And no matter how much wealth one acquires, the soul will still remain dissatisfied. We see many, many examples. There are many current examples in modern history of personalities who acquired so much wealth and so much fame, so much glory, big celebrities, Marilyn Monroe's and so forth, but they could not find happiness by all their fame, by all their wealth. So the soul cannot be satisfied by any external objects of this world. And the point that is being made here is that the wealth itself is temporary, and therefore, in the end, we will be dissatisfied. So what to speak of the objects that can be bought and purchased by this wealth? But nevertheless, everyone is going on with this grand illusion, thinking that the more I work hard, and the more that I try to acquire wealth, then I will be able to get more sense gratification and I will become happy. there's another series of verses in Srimad Bhagavatam, fifth canto, which our spiritual master Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he used to quote quite often in his preaching, the teachings of Lord Rishabhdev to his 100 sons. So he used to quote one verse, Nunam pramattak kurute vikarma yat indriya pritaya aprinoti. They are very pramatta, the conditioned souls. This is describing the nature of the conditioned souls in this world. That they think out of this madness of a desire to enjoy sense gratification, they perform so many vikarmas. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Because of this illusion, this pramatta actually means madness or craziness. So the conditioned soul is in this illusion, this maya, as Gurudev described in the beginning of the class, that the whole material world is this maya, this strong illusion. So because of this pramatta, this craziness, yad indriya pritaya aprinoti, he thinks that simply by enjoying the senses, that this will bring satisfaction. But tatsaduman ye yata atmanoyam asamnapi kleshada asha deha. It only ends up bringing him more klesha. Klesha actually means sufferings. Because he's accepting this temporary material body, and by performing these vikarmas means prohibited activities, trying to gain sense gratification, going to any extremes to acquire this. And the result of that is that, again, he has to accept another material body. Just like Srila Gurudev told yesterday, that because of attachment in this world, like Bharat Maharaj, he was attached to a baby deer. But the attachment between male and female in this world is much stronger than that. So certainly at the time of death, if someone has cultivated this deep attachment within this life, then they will certainly be thinking at the time of death about the persons to whom they are attached. And the result is, male will be thinking of the female and become female, and female will be thinking of the male and become male in next life. And in this way, again, asannapi kleshada asadeha. Again, he has to accept the miseries of this material body by taking birth again in this world. So all of these teachings being given in the 11th canto here are teaching the method for coming out of this illusion by first of all recognizing that it is illusion. And if we don't recognize this, then again and again we will become snared by this false conception of life, that I am this body and everything belonging to me is actually mine. And by this identification, again we have to accept another body.
Thank you. So, tasmat gurum prapaddeta. Jigyasu se uttamam sabde parecha nishanatam brahmani upasamashram. Prem prayojan.
Om Gyanati Manandhasya Gyanandana Shilakaya Chakshuram Vritam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama. So now, among Navayogendras, Prabhupada Maharaj is giving the conclusion. Tasmat Gurum Prapadeta Jigyasu Swayam Uttamam Shabdei Parichanishnatam Brahmani Upashamasrayam. We have heard how by relationships in this world we cannot be eternally happy. We have heard how by the accumulation of wealth and everything that brings, we cannot be permanently happy. Prabhupada Maharaj also mentioned by performing sacrifices and going to Swarg, to the heavenly planets, one will eventually return here. So whichever path we take in life ends up with what? the repeated cycle of birth and death. No happiness or satisfaction, only endless frustration. Tazmat. Therefore, because there is no way to success, because there is no other way to happiness, Tazmat. Therefore, Gurum Prapadeta. One must submit oneself instead of to society, family members, and to one's senses and material desires, one must Prapadeta, submit oneself where? Tazmat Gurum Prapadeta, at the lotus feet of Sadguru. Tazmat Gurum Prapadeta Jigyasho Sayam Uttamam. And there, at the lotus feet of Guru, one can inquire about Sreya. Sreya means auspiciousness, one's ultimate benefit. What is the ultimate benefit for the jiva? In this world, the ultimate benefit for the jiva is Bhagavat Rati, attachment to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, such a person, such as ourselves, it is imperative that we take shelter of the lotus feet of Sadhguru and inquire, who am I? Who is God? How can I attain auspiciousness in my life? Therefore, the first line of this verse describes the qualification of Shishya, the disciple. The second line of the verse, Shabdai Paritanishnatam Brahmani Upashamashrayam, describes the qualifications of Sadguru, the bona fide spiritual master. Three qualifications have been given. One is Swarup Lakshan. That means the intrinsic characteristic that makes a Vaishnava a guru. All Vaishnavas actually are gurus, they're real Vaishnava. What quality? That is the Swarup Lakshan that makes guru guru, heavy, immovable, full of knowledge, more than that, full of frame. That is called Swarup Lakshan. Other two qualities are called Tathasta Lakshan. Tathasta Lakshan, they are extrinsic characteristics or marginal characteristics. They may be there in those who are not guru, but they will certainly be there in a person who is guru. So, what is the Swarup Lakshan and the Tathasta Lakshan? First, Tathasta Lakshan. Brahmani Upashamashrayam. He's detached from this world. The reason is because his heart is completely absorbed in Shri Krishna. So we can see with the eyes how a person has no attachment in this world. Kanaka kamini pratishtha bhagini chariyati saito vaishnava. Sayana sakta say shuddha bhakta. Those who have given up all attachment for the sex life, for collection of money, and for the accumulation of reputation, they're called Vaishnava. They've conquered the material energy. So first, the Tathasta Lakshan, Brahmani Upashamashrayam, is detached from this world. Second Tathasta Lakshan is Shabdai. Shabdai Paritanishnatam Brahmani Upashamashrayam. The word Shabdai, Srila Jiva Goswami Pad in his Bhakti Sandarbha has given a description. He said, Shabdai Brahmani Veda Tat Paryena Nishnatam. It means that the Guru is deeply versed in the meanings of Ved, Vedanta, Upanishad, Puran, Gita, Bhagavat, everything. All the Shastras. He's deeply versed in that. And because he is convinced of the conclusion of the Shastra, therefore he can convince any conditioned soul in this world who is surrendered at his lotus feet. The living entities in this world have so many doubts. But sansayatma vinashyati. If someone has doubt in Krishna, in Krishna Naam, Krishna Dham, they will lose everything. So how will the doubts be removed? So the second, that is the Tathasta Lakshan of Sri Guru, is so fixed that in deep understanding of Shastra, and he can describe the philosophy of Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad in such a way that all the doubts in the hearts of the conditioned souls will be removed. Now we come to Swarup Lakshan. Swarup Lakshan is Shabde Pare Chanishnatam. Here the word is Pare. In Bhakti Sandarbha, there Srila Jiva Goswami Pad described Pare Shabde Bhagavat Sarup Avirbhavastu Aparokshan Bhavena. It means that the Sadguru is a person who, within his heart, has realized the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jnaninas Tattva Darshinaha, who has realization, who has seen Radha and Krishna, who is established in eternal relationship with Radha and Krishna. That is the actual Swarup Lakshan of the Sadguru. All of these things are described very beautifully here by Prabhuda Maharaj to Maharaj Nini.
So, if you want to know how we can go across Maya, endless pain of birth and death, and to have Krishna prem, certainly you will have to go to Gurudev. And that Guru have these
qualities.
Sarupa Lakshan and Tatas Lakshan, all qualities. He should know all the Shastra that he can remove the doubts of devotees. But this will not do one some realization of Krishna. This is main thing. Then he will tell Gurudev how he has attend Krishna Prem. He will describe himself. He is a story. Like Gop Kumar told his own history to his disciple. Otherwise, no. And Tatasya Lakshan also, Upashama Ashrayam. He should not be attached to anyone in this world. No wife, no children, no wealth, no nothing.
What about disciples?
Will he be attached to disciples?
Disciple must be humble to take all these things.
Will Guru be attached to the disciples?
He should be of high class, cool.
Family.
Humble. He should wake up in morning before Gurudev and sleep after his
taking rest,
always serving, obeying, not disobeying him. Thus he will be like that. Then
Guru is attached.
He had no attachment anywhere, but he is merciful. He is only attached to Krishna because he has no left anything for all these things. Only to Radha and Krishna. No time at all. Tatra Bhagavatam Dharman Sikhet Guru Atma Daivata Amaya Anubhritya Jastu Shed Atma Dohari. Can you?
You can look the book. Look.
There's no drama.
No drama today?
Adhyana.
Om Ajnana Pindranasya Gyananjana Sarapya Chakshurum Giritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. First of all, I offer my humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of my Gurudev, who has very mercifully invited me to attain the highest fulfillment. And I also offer my humble obeisances, Dhamma Bhat Pranam, to all of Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who are present, all the learned and wonderful sannyasi senior Vaishnavas. And I ask them forgiveness for any offense I may have made. I don't speak so often, so I know that sometimes I may disturb or cause any difficulty. Please forgive me. First announcement. Dhamma Gopal Prabhu has requested me to announce. But Anukut, anyone who wants to cook or prepare anything, they can contact Nanda Mahaprabhu, yourself or Nilachandra Didi. There is boga available for those who want to come. I'm not very qualified. I don't know how to cook. So, Lord Maharaj yesterday described the qualities of Kanishtha Vaishnava that he knows how to cook, and I don't even know how to cook. So you can imagine my position. Now the sloka comes. Tatra bhagavatam dharmam siksat guruvat madaivata amayaya anuvritya jais trushyat atman atma dohari. Not my mother language. Translation: accepting the bona fide spiritual master as one's life. Accepting the bona fide spiritual master as one's life and soul, and the worshipable deity, the disciple should learn from him the process of pure devotional service. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, the soul of all souls, is inclined to give himself to his pure devotees. Therefore, the disciple should learn from the spiritual master to serve the Lord without duplicity and in such a faithful and favorable way that the Supreme Lord, being satisfied, will offer himself to the faithful disciple. This is what most beautiful description of the behavior of a disciple. I pray that one day I may attain this qualification. So here it says, the spiritual master is teaching what? Sudha bhakti, only the process of pure bhakti. And the disciple who is faithful, who is sincere, he will benefit so much. What is that process? Anabilasita sunyam, jnana karnadi anabhitam, anukuryena krishna anusilanam bhaktir uttama. When we have the great good fortune to receive the merciful glance and shelter of the bona fide spiritual master, many of us come with material attachments, as we have just heard description, how difficult it is to give up the relationship with the opposite sex, and especially the desire for money. Life after life we have been associating with these sense objects. So very, very difficult. Many times we experience how difficult that is. How to overcome that? Only by faithfully, sincerely taking shelter of the lotus feet of the spiritual master. What does that mean? That we have full faith. But the spiritual master, the bona fide spiritual master, is telling me it is for my ultimate benefit. I should follow that. Not only that, I should pray deep within my heart that my only attachment will be for the lotus feet, the service, the eternal association of that merciful personality who has saved me. Sri Gurudev just mentioned that the spiritual master is attached only to Krishna, to nothing else, nobody in this world. I once heard also, perhaps this is for the disciple most important, that attachment for nothing else except for Krishna means, first of all, do we know Krishna? First Krishna appears in front of the disciple, the aspiring disciple,
in the form of Ashray Bhagavan, Gurudev. If we have attachment only for Guru and Krishna, Ashray Bhagavan, this will save us from all material calamities. And Gurudev mercifully instructs us in the process of pure bhakti only. This is the bona fide spiritual master. And most fortunate are those who are able to receive the association of that Sudha Vaishnava who is completely immersed in the mood of the internet followers in the line of Sri Rupa Goswami. What will he teach us? Amnaya prahatatvam hari aha harim
harim iha paramam
sarva saktim rasabdim
tadunnang sang sajivan prakriti kavalitan.
Not my mother language. What Gurudev will teach us? How the supreme ultimate goal of us is Hari. Which Hari? Who is the son of Brajananandana? Who is the reservoir of all pleasure? Who is the source of all pure love and affection? Whatever affection we want in this world is a very dim reflection of that very affection which freely Krishna wants to give. And as Gurudev said, Krishna is absorbed. He has no time to worry for us. But mercifully, Gurudev coming to the level of Madhyama Adhikari, he distributes that mercy by his own association, by his instructions. We can attain attachment to always please that very spiritual master, to always assist him in a menial way, and to, under his guidance, serve the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's many things in my heart which I want to share, and I don't know
how much time.
Thank you. Disciples should learn parasparanu kathanam pavanam bhagavat jasa mithorati mithastusti nibritti mitha atmana. When we meet others, don't talk, oh so much suffering, my family has lost, my wife has divorced me, what to do, so many things. Don't discuss. Like Rupa Sanatan, when they used to meet together, what doing? Always talking about Krishna Prem. Parasparanukat. So disciples should learn this thing. And Mitho Rati. He should remind him and he should remind him. Always the very sweet pastimes of Krishna. Always, always. So that Maya cannot enter. Other Maya will come. And how Krishna Prem be achieved? He should learn from his Gurudev. And then, kvachit rudanti achyuta chintaya, kvachit hasanti nindanti badanti alaukaka, nityanti gayantam anusilamantajam bhavanta tushnim paramitra nibritta. How Gurudev? He is always sinking in the ocean of Krishna, sweet pastimes. Kvachit radanti. Oh, very vilakshan sthiti. Vilakshan? Very. Vilakshan.
extraordinary position.
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary
position. Like this. Oh, that kind of sadhu or guru. Oh, extraordinary character. Way they sometimes they began to think, oh, up till now I have not taken darshan of Krishna and Radhika. What should I do? Where to go? Oh, crying bitterly. Here and there, where to go? Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told something like this.
Kahan jaun?
Vrajendranandan. Bina phate mor pran. So, this should be, he should learn all these things. And then they began to weep. And sometimes he will remember ki Krishna Supreme Lord, but even having so many opulence, he is hiding himself in the council of gopis. And then he becomes very happy and he begins to laugh loudly. And sometimes he feels that I have seen Krishna and Radhika. And then he becomes so happy, excessive. And then he begins to sing the glories of Krishna and Radhika. And he becomes to search Krishna and Radhika, where they are, where. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in his any song like that.
Kabhi Gaura Bhamite.
Then he becomes. And then sometimes he becomes silent. So these are the things that a disciple, pure disciple, should learn from his Gurudev. This human form is given by Krishna very mercifully because he is causeless merciful. So don't waste your time in this grihastha ashram. We have told, and Krishna will tell himself, this is a blind well. Blind well. You have tested this sense gratification in your past course of lives. So don't come towards this. So, all these things we should learn from Gurudev and follow his instruction. Gaur Prema.